What a wonderful thing that here we are on the fourth Sunday of Advent, the last Sunday of Advent. And in just several days, we shall celebrate the birth of the Son of the Most High, Emmanuel. God is with us, for he is indeed. Though he comes to us as a little child, a little babe, in Bethlehem, in the portal, nevertheless, he comes to us in the manger. And if any of you know French, you know that manger means to eat. The manger is where the cattle ate. Interesting. The Son of God become the bread of life, the bread of life of mankind. And so he is born there, and is placed in swaddling clothes by his mother Mary. And in this gospel of today, and of course every year, we have something about St. Joseph. He's one of the protagonists of the birth of Christ and of the life of Christ. Though he was not his father, he was his putative, reputed father, but not his father. He was there to protect the child and to protect the Virgin Mother, Mary, the ever-Virgin, Immaculate Mary, through whom the Son of God came to us. And so, here we have St. Joseph is given his rightful place. And he is the one that proclaims that he is to be named Jesus. So God gives him, God the Father in heaven, gives him the prerogative of a father on earth to name his children, especially his son, the Son of God. He shall be called Jesus, which means the Savior, the Messiah, who is the one who comes to save us from our sins, to deliver us from captivity, to open the gates of heaven for us by his life, passion, death, and resurrection. What a wondrous thing. And today all this is recapitulated in the person, in the mission of St. Joseph. St. Joseph, who is also known as St. Joseph the Silent. There is nothing that he says that is recorded in the Gospels. Not that he never spoke, he was not mute and deaf, but it was not recorded in the Gospels. It was what he did. And of course, this is very important for us, because a lot of times we say a lot of things, but we do either nothing or we do contrary to what we say. And that, of course, is very bad, very wrong. We need to say and mean what we say and do what we say we are going to do. Such was St. Joseph. St. Joseph the Silent, the putative father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then, of course, he's wondering, how can this be? I took her to Ayn Karim, to her cousin Elizabeth, who, of course, was a third or fourth cousin, who was in her 70s. Mary was only about 14, which is the normal age in most cultures for girls to marry. Now, don't get any ideas out there. And now my grandmother married when she was 15. And she had 13 children, two of which died. The rest of them lived, and which I knew. And today happens to be also the birthday of my mother. I have no idea how old she would be, because that's a secret in our family. We never say when we were born. You know, I'm 29, and forever will be 29. So that's just the way it is in our family. But she, today is her birthday, so pray for her soul in case she is still in purgatory. She's been gone for about 11 years or so. I don't exactly remember. But anyway, she was here. She was a member of this parish too. Either way, the Blessed Mother, when they went to visit Elizabeth, their kinswoman, their cousin, and Zachary, St. Zachary, and she was with child, with St. John the Baptist. And the minute she greeted Elizabeth, Shalom! That moment, St. John the Baptist in her womb leapt for joy because he was cleansed of original sin in the womb of his mother, St. Elizabeth. Joseph, too, was without sin, but we do not know how that happened. We just know that the fathers of the church have always taught this. And so, St. Joseph wonders, how can this be? We had promised to be virgins perpetually for life. And then all of a sudden, I went to pick her back up from Ain Karim, and she is with child. And of course, he's perturbed, but he does not want to offend her or put her out because they would have put her to death as an adulteress because the child was not Joseph's. And in all this is from the Holy Spirit. This is not something made up by somebody who had nothing else to do. And so, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. It is through the Holy Spirit. And St. Joseph is the second person to whom the Trinity is revealed. Mary was the first at the Annunciation. The angel came from God the Father and said, you shall conceive God the Son through God the Holy Spirit, the three persons of the Holy Trinity, which is the central tenet of belief of the Holy Catholic Church. And so she was the first. Now here we have St. Joseph. He is told that this child is the Son of God. And it is through the Holy Spirit. So he is the second person to whom the Trinity is revealed. That shows you how important he is in the mystery of salvation, in the plan of God of salvation. And then, of course, St. Joseph, without sin, picks her up and takes her home, obeying, not saying a word, not saying a word, but obeying. How many times do we obey? How many times do we argue with our superiors, those who tell us what we need to do? No, I don't want to do that. No, I don't feel like doing that. Blah, blah, blah. That's not the way it is. That's not the way of God. That is not the way of sanctity. It is not the way of St. Joseph or of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So he silently obeys, and then he is told, as a final revelation to him, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And the word that is used here for virgin is a permanent virgin, not a virgin of a young girl who hasn't had a spouse yet and then loses her virginity, obviously. No. A virgin. Alma. And of course, that is the beginning of the antiphon of the Blessed Virgin that we sing during the season of Advent and Christmas until the presentation at the temple on the 40th day on February the 2nd. Alma Redemptoris Mater. What a wonderful thing. How can this be? She is the Mother of God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And now, through her agreement, becomes the Son of Mary, the Son of Man. So the words are fulfilled of the prophet Isaiah. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, but she shall remain a virgin. And they shall name him Emmanuel. God is with us. So Joseph did as he was told. He woke up from his dream, and he, like St. Joseph in the Old Testament in Egypt, received his messages through dreams. One thing precedes the other. One thing follows the other. And so he awoke and did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary to his home. And so we celebrate the season of Advent, when the eternal Son of God comes to us, Adventus, Advent, through the consent of the ever-Virgin Mary, and through the cooperation of the ever-holy Joseph. And so today, as we near the actual celebration of his birth, what a wonderful, wonderful thing it is. We recall these events handed to us by St. Matthew, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we rejoice because the Son of God has come to us. Now, of course, he has come to us almost 2,000 years ago. But for us, in the sacred liturgy, in the life of the Church, it is repeated again and again and again until he comes in glory as our judge, no longer as our Redeemer, but as our judge. Are you ready to receive him as your judge? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.